Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day. Molly Page has a great news background, so she helps us put things into, well, she's a straight and narrow sort of news person, sort of getting into the corruption, though, with the rest of us.
Thanks for corrupting me, guys.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, the NFL linebacker known as Adrian Robinson is dead. Philadelphia Inquirer says he was 25 years of age. Story at DougStefan.com. They say the cause of his death is not immediately known. However, guess what I say?
What do you
say?
You're going
to jump right out there and say it was football-related, concussion-related, well, and he's going to show to have a brain injury.
Okay, that's pretty much what I'm going to say.
I knew that.
And I bet you, and I'm going to stand by that. Yeah.
But you know,
hey, at 25 years old, something's funny.
Yep.
Well, here's what's weird, and I actually did a little research.
Played
at
Temple before he went to the NFL, the Steelers, et cetera. Go ahead. Yes. Yes.
I had a friend who passed away at 26. No reason, was in the bathroom, washing his hands, dropped and died at the sink. And so people were like, well, that's just doesn't make any sense. He's so young. He was healthy. No one knew about anything going on. They did autopsies. They couldn't figure it out. They could never figure out what was going on with him. He was a fit guy, played, you know, sports in college and blah, blah, blah. And so I guess there's this phenomenon of men in their 20s, like usually between 22 and 28, where there's this risky thing that you can just drop dead. And yeah, it stems from your heart.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like you outgrow it, but there's just, especially for men, 22 to 28.
When
like
you see somebody this age drop, at, you know, in their 20s, it's usually, if it's not drugs or something like that, it's heart. But, you got to look into the brain stuff when the guy played football.
But you got to back up a little bit too. A lot of times, especially these kids that are wanting to bulk up and be bigger and stronger so that they can be tougher on the field, they're taking all kinds of enhancements. That stuff plays hell and havoc with your heart. It just gets into the mitral structure of the heart. And the heart's strong, but it's fragile. And these sorts of things can really mess up your heart. So who knows what it is at this point in time. We can speculate, which is something you do conversationally. But I'm going with the reality I think here is, as I've suggested, a traumatic brain injury. Now, having said that, another story at DougStefan.com about that.
Premian died, too, should mention with this, Doug.
Go ahead, Brishy.
He was a kicker for the Miami Dolphins back in the 70s when the Dolphins were, like, the team. Mm-hmm. He was 70 years old and passed away this weekend.
There's another story we have at DougStefan.com. Thank you for updating that. The story of somebody who suffered traumatic brain injury but came out of it differently. I would say that's the headline. Kenny, would you say Colorado rancher suffered a traumatic brain injury and has, as a result of it, become what's described by some as an accidental genius. Lee Ercegg, is that how you pronounce your name? Ercegg, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Athlete, loved NASCAR, tomboy, worked on a ranch. She had boyfriends, degree in physical education. not much interest in math or art, that sort of thing. A couple of years ago, she suffered a traumatic brain injury, and now she is a gifted artist and poet, even though she has no background in it whatsoever. Uh-huh. She spends her time puzzling over mathematical equations and figures them out. She can hear and see and feel sounds, colors. When she listens to music, she's very sensitive to light. She doesn't remember a thing, not one thing, about her prior life. She doesn't recognize her own mother. This is a rare, rare event. A number of studies have been done on her brain to try to figure out what she has. Apparently it's called savant syndrome. That's interesting, isn't it? Savant syndrome is a cognitive ability in areas like art and math, acquired syndrome, when a person isn't born with it, but they get it as a result of some sort of trauma. And something, I don't know if I would want this. Think about how, is it better than being dead after the brain injuries, I suppose? She fell into a ravine a couple of years ago. She was managing a ranch in Colorado, and she was feeding chickens. She fell into a ravine, suffered spine and brain injuries. Catastrophic. I don't remember the fall. She says it must have been pretty dramatic. I just remember them saying, Lee, keep breathing. Lee, keep breathing. I remember the sheriff said, keep breathing, Lee. So she did. The doctors didn't know that she would ever walk again, didn't know what was going to happen in her life as it went on. She was a total extrovert, very confident. She's much different now. And that comes around to the value judgment of what's different and is it okay to be different? In a world like the one that we live in, is it okay? Do you think that people make fun of her because she looks different? I think of Temple Grandin. Do you know who Temple Grandin is?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know Temple Grandin?
Nope.
All right, Molly, you want me to explain or do you want to explain?
Oh, no, go ahead. I've seen a documentary on her. I think she's incredible.
A lot of awards for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She is perhaps one of the most interesting women, Richie, in that she's in she's in her mid-60s by now, but she's...
autistic, right?
She's been very autistic all of her life, and yet she's devoted her life to taking care of animals, understanding animals, understanding what she had and how to make it work for you. She makes $25,000 a speech. She is highly regarded and very much a part of looking at how people who have these distresses and have dis-ease make it, how they survive in it. And so this lady, I know Temple Grandin in my mind is somebody like this. She didn't have a traumatic brain injury. I don't know what caused her autism, but this woman that we're talking about from Colorado has had the same sort of reality experience. And it's really phenomenal. And it brings us back around to understanding how amazing the universe is, how amazing life is, how many twists and turns there are on the road of life, how you never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. You don't know what happens. Richie, I wish you the best today. Molly, I wish you the best today. Jennifer, Kenny, the best today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we're all going to be back here again to do the same sort of stuff that we do every morning. But you don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen in the next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next day. You don't. You can plan, you can hope, and you can think that everything's going to be A-okay. And maybe this is the sort of thing that brings us around to understanding or to think about how really important it is to live every day to the max. And I don't mean doing crazy stuff. I have an older friend. He's 78, 79 years of age. He's been racing cars since he was 20. He still races the cars, even though he's had hip replacement and knee replacement and all of that stuff. He has a Dodge truck, Richie, has a trailer, and he puts this Mazda that has unbelievable souped-up engine in it, and he goes around New England every weekend to different places and races this Mazda. And oftentimes he wins. But He's 78, 79 years of age.
Yeah, good for him.
But he says, you know, I don't really worry about what happens. Part of the part of his thinking is that his wife died a couple of years ago and he was so close to her. I don't really think he cares whether he lives or dies. But the fact that he does this and understands that it's very dangerous, especially for somebody his age, but there are no age restrictions in this particular car circuit, so anybody can drive. But he doesn't. He looks at it and says, okay, I've had a good life to this point. I'm living well, doing well, so if I don't make it to tomorrow, I've at least done the best in what I wanted to do with my life today. And so you look at this woman who had this accident. Why? You could ask, you know, what? Why did the universe, why did God, why did whatever the power that be have allow or push this person into this circumstance? And I got to think that it's a lesson, a teaching lesson. But who knows what kind of karma she had, what kind of things, in if she believes, everybody believes in past life stuff, what kind of experiences were there that she had to do this to meter up to something. Now you can say, I'm giving it way too much thought. I don't think I am. I think that's the way it is. So, but for her, it's a great, and for all of us, a great story and a great lesson. And I'm glad Kenny posted it at in the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. These are the kinds of things that are much more valuable for me, anyway. And I think we have to know what's going on. Like the Chinese making more powerful missiles. You want to talk about that or how this woman fixed her life? I'll take B, thank you. 18 after on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today is the day of five excuses. Now, what do I mean by that? What I would like you to do is, in your mind, if you're driving, or if you're not driving, take a pencil and paper, and I want you to write down five excuses why things are not better for you. And every time I ask people to do this exercise, it becomes rather easy. Why? Because these excuses are second nature. These excuses are crutches. It doesn't take a lot of deep thinking for anybody to come up with these, and I'm sure it hasn't for you either. Now that you have these five excuses, ask yourself the following: which ones are real and which are made up? The ones that are made up are excuses. The ones that are real are facts. Now that you've got that separated, begin an action plan to get rid of the facts and eliminate the excuses. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thank you. You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Billboard Music Awards last night. A lot of action there. And I have for you a few excerpts from the program. Songs and singers that are well known for various reasons. Introduced by stars. For example, for obvious reasons, The Breakfast Club, etc., etc. Molly Ringwald introduces Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds.
Performing Don't You Forget About Me, The Simple Minds.
Last night, he looked a little like Bono, but he's got that great plaid jacket on that apparently they
very
know.
Excited.
I thought it was
plaid
a
jacket.
Plaid jacket.
You're like,
yeah.
That was beautiful.
Well, I had an old one like that that came, it was a hand-me-down from my father, and when my closet got cleaned out last year by the chief, that jacket went. That was not something that would have looked good on me.
No, but still, you keep it for sentimental reasons.
Yeah, no, you know what? I get rid of all that stuff for chief for sentimental reasons.
You know, this guy
the sentiment wasn't that great.
Right, yeah. This guy looks more like Rick Astley than
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's a stage jacket.
Yeah, is that a stage jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not really a walking around jacket.
He played it back. He used to wear that back in the day.
Yeah. Dougie would have rocked it. I mean, Dougie rocks corduroy.
So, Molly and Ken and I are all kind of within the same range. Molly a little younger, I think.
Much younger,
younger.
Yeah. We're in the same range.
So this was a defining movie in our generation, Ken. Jennifer, what is the defining movie of your generation? This movie pretty much did it for anybody. I don't know. I mean, 50.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a really good question.
She didn't have one. All right, let's keep going here before we don't have time to get two other examples of what was going on at the Billboard Music Awards. Taylor Swift really won big. Sam Smith as well. Did I say Taylor Smith? Taylor Swift and
her
Sam
too.
Smith.
Same thing.
She looked hot, by the way.
Here's a John Legend, who was a winner last night. He won the top streaming audio for All of Me, introducing Imagine Dragons singing Stand By Me.
To perform Stand By Me tonight, before Ben E. King's daughter and granddaughters, here are five-time Billboard Music Award winners, Imagine Dragons.
No matter who does this, this is a great song.
Great song.
Yeah. Benny King just really died a couple, 3 weeks ago.
A little bit longer than that, but yeah,
not too long. You get the drift.
When the night has come,
boom, boom, boom,
and the land is dark, the moon is the only light we see.
Well done.
Yeah, nicely done. All right, also last night, Mariah Carey was on stage singing a medley of her songs.
Introduce Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah Carey.
Something has happened to this woman's voice.
You're kidding. That's Mariah Carey's voice?
And she actually sounds pretty good here.
Yeah, it sounds like her.
I just think she oversings everything.
Really?
I saw her at Christmas at Rockefeller Center, and it was horrible. It was very hard to watch.
Really?
She sounds better here, but her voice is not what it used to be. Something happened.
Wow. What do you think of that?
Okay, it's hard to keep a big voice like that.
It is, I know. That's what I meant. It's rough.
28 past the hour as we celebrate the Billboard Music Awards here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jennifer and Molly. Do I have to use last names? I think it's important for me to listen. Jennifer Horn.
We know who we are.
Molly Page, who's coming into her own, as it were, here. We've corrupted her. We're doing a good job of that.
It's like my bat mitzvah.
That's right.
Congratulations, Molly.
Thank you.
He's getting indoctrinated. Did you go through a bat mitzvah when you were younger?
I did, yeah.
Oh, really? That must have been a fun reality.
It was. Oof. Yeah.
The American Pharoah winning the Preakness, big story for those of you who are horse fans. I don't know if they're all horse fans. They're a different kind of horse fans. Horsey.
Everybody gets a little excited at the...
They're all different.
At the thought of a Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. He was a favorite to win the race after defeating the competition at the Kentucky Derby earlier this year. The only horse with a shot at the Triple Crown since 1978. American Pharoah. Yeah, there are different kind of races and people do different things with horses. This is
every 2 years we get the money. Excitement of a two race winner and then the possibility of and then. Yeah,
I would still like them to start racing the horses a little later in life.
Instead of being young,
instead of being like, they're
like
too young.
Your life or theirs?
Yeah, right.
Theirs.
Yeah. The jockeys or the horses?
Yeah. The horses. They right. start them really young. And
Twitter handle at Mary Lee Shark. How many people who are on Twitter have followed at Mary Lee Shark? Like this is the our handle is at Good Day. At Mary Lee Shark. A Twitter handle for a real 3,500-pound great white shark whose movements are being tracked online by 44,000 followers.
Actually,
it's
54,000
now. Okay. All right, so what's the story behind the story of this, Kenny? White Mary Lee Shark.
Well, they're sending out tweets because they're tracking the shark, so they're sending out periodic little maps of where she is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also posting funny tweets, and people are asking Mary Lee questions like what her favorite movie is, and she said Moby Dick.
That's pretty good.
Hey, for our friends in Ocean City, Maryland, she just breezed right by Ocean City 32 minutes ago, so take note.
Yeah. Yes, right. Don't go swimming out there for
everything. What a cool thing, though. And yeah, one of the interesting things, if you look at the map, I was looking at this last week, is she swims in straight lines.
Right.
It's not like there's a curve to it. It's always like, I'm going to go right here. Okay, and now I'm done. Now I'm going to go right here. And it's an absolute A to B. It's really interesting to look at the map.
Mm. All right, let's get to some other things that are going on in social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. Ken Kessler following that. Couple of the big items today and over the weekend. Presidential race and the sweepstakes there. What sort of blarney do we have from... And I'm not suggesting that those of you who are posting are full of blarney. I'm happy that you're posting. Thank you for telling us what you're thinking. So what are people thinking?
Shane says, Jeb Bush has shown he's not presidential material like his brother. He's also spineless for not admitting the Iraq War was a monumental mistake.
Mm-hmm. You don't get any argument from me on that one. What else?
Terry says Republicans should not have a problem with Hillary courting super PAC donors since they love Citizens United so much.
So how does this shake out, though, really? Jeb Bush has come across as kind of a weakling. I'm trying to remember when George Bush was running who the obstacles were to his getting the nomination in the Republican Party.
In this case,
I was going to say Jeb's obstacle is his brother. But the other people who were there, who's a real leader? Jennifer keeps saying Scott Walker. I don't know.
He's still doing well in the polls.
Scott Walker, I think, is doing well. I think Marco Rubio has gotten a huge bump up.
Rubio just killed himself yesterday.
Well, but I think he's still leading. I mean, he's still doing better than Jeb in the polls. We'll see how that comes out this week.
But he's a waste of time. He doesn't have enough. He will not garner enough support to win a populist election. He
just, Rubio?
Walker's the guy that can win. Here's why I like Walker. In a blue state like Wisconsin, he was able to win the governorship three times and defeat the unions. That's a big...
There was also a recall on him, wasn't there?
That's why he beat three times. Right. Yeah. That third time he ran again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kenny, what else do you have?
Mike says, don't get between the Clintons and money. You're bound to lose fingers.
Or more.
I was thinking you were saying, don't get between the Clintons and the Bushes. Because what is the Clintons made $30 million in the last year or maybe less? According to the story, I wouldn't doubt
that at all.
No. All right, so let's see here. I think Bill sounds bad. I don't think his voice
sounds old.
He doesn't look good. Yeah, he does look
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
All right, anything else there, Kenny, that you want on the presidential race?
Well, Ronnie says if the election were today, then I would be voting for Marco Rubio.
Really? Okay, good for you, sir. we have a couple of items on the biker thing. Maybe we should spend a moment on that.
Okay. Let's see. David says, send them to Ramadi, see if the bikers can take back the city.
For those of you who didn't know, ISIS took over the city of Ramadi over the weekend. Iraqi forces ran away, and the armored vehicles were left there for ISIS to get. So all those things, the trucks and Humvees and MRAPs that we built
that
and
we
gave to
for.
The Iraqis, now ISIS has them.
And you know where we're doing that again is we're delivering a nice big package via Amazon, I think, to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing's going to happen, because if you just hand them stuff and you don't tell them how to use it and stay strong, they're just going to leave it.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yep. Anything else on the biker thing, Kenny?
Yeah, Keenan says, why is this even a news story? I bet more than 9 people were shot dead in Chicago yesterday.
Mm. Well, speaking of news stories and 9 people being shot dead, Molly, the train didn't involve anybody getting shot, but I think 7 seven or eight people died. Is there anything that, I think that court is all reopened now, and people are looking at still what the heck happened.
Indeed, yeah, reopening as of today, and they're looking into what may have caused that that dent in the windshield of the train, about the size of a grapefruit. They say it could be a rock. They could say it could have been anything. The engineer didn't report, according to their investigation, he didn't report anything before the crash hitting the windshield, and they've ruled out that it was any kind of a gunshot. So they're still working on this. They have interviewed him. They've interviewed a few other conductors, and the investigation is ongoing, but now the train route is reopened.
All right, here's another story. Reporter Colm Williamson is reporting on a woman who has decided to remove some people from her friend list on Facebook.
The future relationship status of some 567 people has been left in the balance today after a County Waterford woman announced she would be culling her Facebook friends list. Without warning, 38-year-old Janet Brennan took to the social networking site at 4:33 p.m., stating she will defriend those on her profile she has no dealings with anymore, forcing many people into a state of panic and uncertainty.
Are you okay, hon? Really? Never liked you anyway. Talk about immature. These were just some of the reactions from friends of Janet Brennan on foot of her latest defriending spree. It wasn't long after making the threat to cull her Facebook friends list that the local and national media started gathering. At about 9 a.m., Mrs. Brennan exited her home, presumably on a school run. Surprised but yet delighted by the attention, she brushed past reporters without comment in a bid to maintain an air of importance. Experts in social media psychology have said Mrs. Brennan's announcement is not uncommon, stating such posts can be a cry for attention and are often the preserve of the mentally deranged or clinically bored.
Okay.
Janet may have experienced.
Can you hear the whole? That's the.
Here's the best part. Is it the consumption of alcohol?
Following talks.
All right. That fellow is actually an Irish comedian who has a satirical news website pretty much like The Onion. And so this video is our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Also, a big question today from the website, a story that many of you may not have seen yet, but you probably want to get right to it. This is something that was high on my priority list. I know that because of my love of lobster, this is going to really, I say that, I do actually love lobster.
Aren't you allergic to it?
I'm so allergic to it. Went past the restaurant.
Did I remember?
When Meredith and I stopped at a restaurant, I don't know, a year and a half, or was it, it was last February, a little restaurant in on Route 20 in Weston, I think it is, in Wayland, not far from me. And there was traffic, so we just decided to go into this restaurant and have dinner. And she ordered a regular piece of fish, and I ordered lobster something or other, and it was a steakhouse. Big mistake. So I ate it, and I became so sick for 3 days. And the only time, I hadn't been sick for 25 years. The last time I got sick that badly was when I had lobster on a ship in 1988 in the Mediterranean Sea. So lobster is not for me. So when I see this, when I see this story about lobster donuts, how about this, boys and girls? Cane's Handcrafted. This is a Cane. Is it Cane's Donut Shop? I think it is. This is Saugus, Massachusetts. Yeah. This donut shop that has been making really strange, unique donuts for a long time. So they've now decided to make this twist on the lobster roll, which is so popular here in New England. The fellow who runs it calls it the Dough Witch. And it has this lobster donuts. Apparently, you can get a beef donut, a chicken donut at this place. Ugh.
Does that fall under the term clinically bored as well? That you're making this?
clinically horrible is what it sounds like. However, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you if you would try a lobster donut. A, yes, that sounds amazing. B, maybe, but I'd need to see it before I decided. C, I doubt it. D, no, it sounds horrible. So far, that's winning. That's where I voted.
Not all donuts are sweet, though. You know, you're just thinking fried bread with lobster probably is what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. All right, a couple of instances in...
Good try, Jen.
A couple of instances over the weekend on federal parks. We're at federal parks. We'll talk about that in a minute here on Good Day.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the mud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie, Kenny, and Molly and I focused on a couple of incidents in national parks over the weekend, one death and one sort of mayhem, right? What's the story, Molly?
Oh, well, the mayhem, I guess, would have been the 16-year-old girl in Yellowstone National Park who was gored by a bison. She was posing for a picture.
Bison or buffalo? I didn't think they had horns.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they
really?
Yeah.
But that's the four. That's the modern day buffalo is a bison.
Right.
In essence, isn't that what
they're very modern? They're very metrosexual.
That's what I eat when I go to Ted Turner's restaurant.
Ted Turner's restaurant is all the way bison
very tasty
on his ranch out there someplace.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that was at Yosemite.
That was at Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Right, what
and
happened at Yosemite?
She was airlifted to a hospital. I should say that she's still okay. So anyway, I think the moral of the story
is the bison.
But the bison, he's a little ashamed of himself. He lost his temper, and he overreacted a little bit. You know, she got in his face, but, you know, they're wild animals.
Well, people don't have enough common sense to stay away from it.
You know, we saw this last week.
Tame 'cause they're out
there. We saw this last week with the mama bear that was chasing all of the park visitors out of, I think that was Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. All right, so is there another problem in Yosemite?
There is. There's a base jumper named Dean Potter who died, actually, while doing a base jump in Yosemite. He was killed with another friend, and he's an extreme sports legend. And they jumped, they hit the rocks, and that was the end of it. Yeah.
Both of them, huh?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Hey, man, these guys, extreme sports guys, that's how they want to go out. They don't want to die of old age sitting at some retirement home. They want to go out guns a-blazing, face down in a pool.
You're good.
Well, they got the list. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You just accomplished your mission.
The the sentencing of Sarnaev to death. This is, most Americans say, yeah, right, that's what he deserves. Send him down the river. But there are people who are thinking about this not so fast, so some say, because this will, in a sense, make him a martyr. with the terrorist groups anyway. He'll become a symbol if he ever does get put to death, unless he's put into the prison population while he's waiting for his appeals, et cetera, which will take 10, 15, 20 years, and then somebody offs him, like in Walpole State Prison. That, I suppose, could happen. But there is that whole thing, because this is these people become poster boys for recruiting, right? For the terrorists, they say, "Oh, look at Red. You want to? He's going to join his 72 virgins as soon as he gets dispatched. So wouldn't you like to go there and be with him? He's a hero."
I say they just put him out in Gen Pop at the prison and let the little cliques there in prison.
He
take
would
care
be
of
the him. Virgin then.
Yes, yeah. He would. Yes,
I am the virgin now.
Right. And I think 72 would be quite the low number.
Really? You have some personal experience there, Richie?
I know the prison stories I hear.
Okay. That's good. We got that almost. 51 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Really something, isn't it?
Is this heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way the cookie crumbled. And that's the way I like it.
Powered by Snap. We get another cut there, Richie?
Sure.
Okay. God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass. And I'm in. He could fix my life in 5 minutes if he wanted to, but he'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm.
That's from the movie Bruce Almighty, number one movie this week in 2003. How about them apples? Chuck Curry, I missed you. I'm glad you were back. When you're not here, I really, honestly and truly miss you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It sounds like you're going to cry, Chuck.
I know. Are you going to cry?
Getting all...
Oh, me?
Well, with all the starch that he gives me, are you kidding? There's an attachment here.
I expect my toaster now at Christmas Eve this morning.
There's something about Chucker and the solidity of this program. One of the things that program directors appreciate is the fact this program has been around, has been vetted, if you will, and Chucker has been on the program longer than anybody else.
You know what, I'll tell you quickly, I thought about this yesterday. Believe it or not, despite the fact that I look like I'm 35, I'm actually going to be 50 years old on May 28th.
Happy birthday.
And I've been doing this spot since I was 27 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Can you believe that? And the first day I went on the air, I never did radio before, the first person who Doug was interviewing was Ed McMahon.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And he said, who's that guy you got doing movies?
He sounds like he's never done radio before.
It made my nervous system go off. I got to say that.
Oh, my God, Chucker. That's very nice, though.
Hey, well, this guy sucks.
people still say that, but I
can't. No, they don't. No, you're charming, in fact. Okay, so catching up on the number one box office winner of the weekend, that's what we're here to do. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We'll have the results of what happened to the box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99.
Offer valid on Q645929 in store and online. It's $5.23 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Details. All right, so Chucker, I see that.
That's how we report the news.
That's it, right, exactly.
Details.
Right. I see that. I don't know if I. Did you. You weren't here on Friday, so I don't know that we predicted what would be number one over the weekend. Were you surprised that this movie did as well as it did?
I'm a little surprised it did that well. I mean, I knew it would do well, but Pitch Perfect 2 blew past expectations.
Way past.
$70 million business. In its opening weekend.
This is a cheap movie to make, too, wasn't it?
It couldn't have been that expensive. Probably, I don't know, I was going to say $35-40 million range. But here's the thing, which is really good news for the business, because it's not a superhero movie, and it was fueled by teen girls who really liked the first one, had a really successful life on DVD and cable, and it just cultivated an anticipation for this film, and people turned out in droves. So that's really good.
I thought it was incredible, and I thought it was really good, and it was actually better than the first one, I thought.
Anna Kendrick is very appealing. Now, number two is Mad Max Fury Road, $44.4 million. I saw this Saturday night. I thought this was a totally insane vision. Holy smokes, how did they put that stuff on the screen? R-rated end-of-the-world action movie, a nightmare, and an eruption of hell fully realized, which means, Doug, I really liked it.
Wow.
Eruption of hell.
It's horrible. My God.
The amazing part about it is the movie was directed by George Miller, who did the original trilogy. He's now 70 years old. Oof. And some of the stuff on screen is absolutely visually stunning. And it's really Charlize Theron's movie more than Tom Hardy, who plays Max. She's terrific. I don't know if it's more a guy movie than a girl. I don't know how women are going to react to it, but I know it's
not well if I'm in touch with my feminine side, I'll tell you that. All right, Chucker, thanks.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.